talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday. Friday, March the 27th, 2026. Last Friday in the month of March in the studio with Matt Morgan. Should remember, next Friday, is a Good Friday. And we will have our big Good Friday Easter celebration. We'll talk more about that next week, but same thing we did last year. So if you remember that, we'll be doing that again with the Easter eggs, and we'll be at a location. It'll be fun, and we'll have a big prize for that, hopefully, next Friday morning, April the 3rd. And we'll be back tonight, 8:15 to 10. Last Friday night show was a lot of fun, so make sure you tune in tonight, 8:15 to 10. And Matt, what's on your show tonight at 10:15?
We are going to talk about the more on the Iran war, most likely, and should we have time, we'll get to football, but I'd rather talk about the politicals.
All right, now, last hour we had a question: where did the saying, yes, we have no bananas, come from? And our crack staff here found out that it was, we got the guys in the back room all looking this up, they got their papers out and machines and so on and so forth, and we found out that it's a 1929 hit.
23.
Yes. Wow. Harding was president. What month? Was he dead yet? He died in August.
Hold on. We'll look at the exact
date. Let's find out when this song hit the airwaves then. On all 10 radios in the country back then. This must have been a record.
March 23rd.
He was around. Harding was president when this became a thing. And it was Louis Prima. Yes, we have no bananas. That's the name of the song. Here we go on WGH Talk.
Oh.
Oh, timing's everything.
Oh, yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. We got string beans and onions and big juicy lemons and all kinds of fruit and say. We've got an old-fashioned tomato, a Long Island potato.
Oh, yes.
We have no bananas. We have no bananas today. There's a fruit man on our street whose name is Mr. Peach. And he keeps good things to eat, but you should hear him speak. When you ask him anything, he never answers no. He just yeses you to death, and then he takes your dough.
Oh, yes!
We know God of the banana. We know God of the banana today. Got a little beans and a bigger beans and a red, the beans and a white, the beans and all kinds of beans and say. We got the old-fashioned salami. We even got the Brooklyn pastrami.
Oh, yes.
We know got the banana. We know got the banana today. Him, he wrote home to say, send Pasquale, Nick, and Jim, I need help right away. When he got them in the store, there was fun, you bet. Someone asked for bananas, and then the whole quartet.
Oh, yes, we have no bananas.
We have no bananas today.
We have
bananas. And the carrots.
And celery.
And olives.
But we got no bananas today.
Who asked you for bananas anyway? Who
taxi. I only want a hot dog sandwich. Hot dogs are better than bananas. I always say, ain't it?
Oh, yes.
We have no bananas.
We have no bananas today.
There it is. Yes, we have no bananas today. 1923, during the Harding administration, Louis Prima. Now, two things I find interesting about that song. Number one, he left produce and went to the deli at one point. He started talking about salami and pastrami and all kinds of things. And number two, I guarantee, had he been around today, Louis Prima, singing that song, there would have been ice at his concerts because they would have been ready to pick him up right at the concert. He would have had a problem. I'll tell you what, he would have had a problem with ice, I guarantee you. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, go ahead, Scott. I'll call back in just a second.
Okay, no, he would have had trouble with the ice. I mean, and I'm not talking about ice for his iced tea. He'd have had some agents at his concert. That's all I got to say about Louis Prima.
Oh, that's a good guy. That was a hit song in 1923.
Oh, man. I tell you, if he drew a crowd today, there'd be trouble. There'd be trouble. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, how it became a saying, I don't know. I guess because it was a popular song.
Yep. I still don't know what the saying means, I guess.
You think they were playing that at the... there are a lot of songs about food, though.
Well,
that's a good one
like
about
food.
Bananas, though. Yeah, I think that's interesting. All right, go ahead.
I'll wrap up a couple of quiz things in my life right there. I was born in 41, so when my mother was carrying me, I remember that song back in 1923. Or is that right, 23?
23, yes, March of 23.
Yeah. So I remember that when Mom was carrying me. Oh, I don't think so. But anyhow.
She carried you for 18 years? Boy, that was a rough pregnancy. That was a long one.
I was going to say, born in 41, yeah, that's a pretty long time. But I was referring to back, Scott, you was just saying just a couple days ago about the guy complaining about don't ruffle my, and I'm using your lingo now, don't ruffle my bananas because I don't want them ruined or something like that. Remember the guy getting huffy in the line?
Oh, don't bruise my bananas.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
And he had more than one banana, you know, bruising them, and so it must have been a sack full, and they just throwed them around. But you know, sometimes yourself and you and Matt there, produce like that. I've seen people pick over produce and flip a tomato back because it wasn't. They didn't like that one. Flip it. Well, they're bruising it every time they move all that vegetables around and stuff. It is a. It is a kind of a touchy matter, but you don't dare that. Boy, they was handling eggs back when the price went up on those, wasn't they? Boy, oh, you didn't want to crack an egg. So how some people open up and see that if there is any crackling. I learned that a long time ago, but they just put the crack one back in there for somebody else to handle it, you know. But I'll get off here. But I enjoy that kind of stuff you everybody was talking about because it can go from one thing to another to another to another. And, boy, I'll tell you, after it goes around quite a bit, it does set your mind a-wondering, don't it?
It does. It makes you think.
Off I go, a-wondering, 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 who done that song? No, just joking. You guys have a good one. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. So that's the mystery. Yes, we have no bananas. Louis Prima.
Well, that's good.
Maybe we should all sing that. It'll be like a viral video.
You know, I ought to listen to Louis Prima.
We'd have to get the words.
I listened to Fats Domino.
Oh, now you're impressed?
Yeah, Fats Domino's good.
Blueberry Hill.
Blueberry Hill's good.
Blueberry Hill and, what's the other big hit?
I can't think of the Blueberry Hill's the only one I remember the name.
Blueberry Hill's very good. Oh, what's Fats Domino's other big hit? That's horrible. I can't remember that.
Ain't That a Shame?
No.
I'm Walkin'.
That's a good one, but not that one.
Blue Monday?
No.
Jambalaya?
No.
Walking to New Orleans?
Maybe. It's an upbeat one. But Blueberry Hill's the one.
They're all good. Yeah, Blueberry... Well, ain't on Spotify, at least, Blueberry Hill and Ain't That a Shame are, like, they're in the 100 millions.
If you went to see...
Other ones
if you went to see Fats Domino, the song you waited for was Blueberry Hill. That was his signature song. And there, another song about produce.
Blueberry Hill's good.
Blueberry Hill. And you know, Fats Domino lived to a ripe old age, even though he was a fat guy. And
that's good.
Well, his name was Fats. Come on. So the point is that Fats Domino, during the hurricane in New Orleans, because he lived in New Orleans, like early 2000s, I can't remember the year, they lost Fats Domino. He was still alive. They lost him. And they found him on a roof. And they, oh my God, Fats Domino. And they, you know, thank God they saved his life. But yeah, that's true. I never, during that hurricane, they had all, you know,
how
CNN.
How did he get on a roof? He just climbed up there and
floods.
Held on for dear life?
There were floods. He had to get out of the house.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a hurricane.
That's a crazy flood.
Oh, poor Fats. Go ahead, Colin.
It wasn't coming. I mean, it was coming in clear, but we had to get the tablet up Carol and I's ear to listen to that song. But you guys can play that again. But I'd like to know someday, boy, they had a lot of instruments playing in that song. Did you guys realize that?
Oh, I love big band, yes.
Oh, yeah, like a big band. You're right there. Yes, like a like Tom Dorsey, huh?
Tommy Dorsey Guy Lombardo.
Glenn Miller.
Yeah, and wait a minute, I'll ask Carol. Carol, what's that one that if you don't eat... a famous orchestra leader or dancer maybe, it was real slim, and Carol always said, you know why he was always slim? He said no, he only ate just when he got enough to make him feel good, and then that's all he'd eat. He wouldn't go extra. But I think that was a orchestra leader, I think it was. But he was in with those big names. But if you go back to those big names, they're still enjoyable, I think, all the young and the old, all combined and in between. Have a good one, guys, and bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, and I think those big bands are great. Now, Fats Domino, yep, but Chubby Checker, another one.
See, now I got to look into the...
Chubby Checker. Well, the twist. I mean, if there was signature, it's Chubby Checker. But Chubby Checker was named for Fats Domino. You know, Fat... Chubby,
yeah.
Domino, Checker. There you go.
That's
but
nice.
Chubby's still alive. And he could do the twist. Everybody loves the twist. He still goes out and does the twist.
How old is this man?
Chubby? Probably in his 80s. But I interviewed Chubby Checker.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, put that on the list.
You got to get him back in here.
Chubby?
Yeah.
He lives in Pennsylvania somewhere.
Well, that's not far.
Yeah. I think they just put him in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or something. But songs about food... sparks a controversy that happened here in Ohio and so on and so forth. Lemon Pound Cake is a song by, we talked a little bit about this last week, I think. What's the guy down in the Cincinnati area who went on trial?
Afro Man.
Afro Man.
Yes.
Okay. Afro Man has a song named Lemon Pound
Cake.
Yes,
he does.
Now, apparently this is, now am I wrong about this? This is because the police... invaded his house.
Yep.
Because this man uses extracurricular activities.
Allegedly.
Oh, come on. So, this man.
Look, they found nothing in his house. That's all I'm saying. That's why he sued them.
Lord. Go ahead, caller.
You have to pronounce her name again, because I've heard her name all the time. The one that goes out and prayed, and they wouldn't have no storms here in Marion. What's her first name? It isn't Elaine, I know that.
Erlene,
yeah. And her husband, and he worked as, he was the superintendent of Quaker Oats. So if he was still around and you said the steam shovel, oh man, he would. He was dealing with dog food out there, and there he was just blowing steam down at the steam shovel.
Really?
But no, Power Show, Bill Hatch. Yeah, he's a hell of a nice guy, and I remember his wife. I've seen her and said a couple words to her in a couple other places because she'd nod her head and say hello to you, regardless who you was. And if you wanted to talk for 5 hours, I could talk for 5 hours with her. You know, she's an interesting person in a real modern way. You know,
I agree 100%. 100%.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. So this man, Afro Man, here in Ohio, lives in Ohio, I guess, was using...
Allegedly.
But illegal. I thought it was legalized.
What?
What was he using?
I don't know why they raided
I thought it was marijuana,
house.
Wasn't it?
I can
wasn't it marijuana?
I don't know.
Okay. But anyway, so old Afro. Well, I think clearly. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I'm not going to talk long, but you got to get the Afro Man story right.
Okay.
A confidential informant made a deal with the police and for snitching on Afro Man and said that he had this lair in his house where he was keeping kidnapped victims. And that he was also moving kilos of drugs.
Now, what kind of drugs?
I wasn't sure about that. I think it was weed because I was.
Isn't that legal?
Not kilos of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but they were.
That's trafficking levels.
I watched another one of his videos. It was one that he released in 2022, and it shows them going through all the pockets in his suits in his closet. His house is so just normal. It's just a normal person's house. Like, he's taken a bedroom and turned it into a closet, but it's not some big fancy thing. He just ran railing across the walls and hangs his suits there. So he's got this whole room of suits, and, I mean, it's all painted this bright, gaudy green. I mean, it's just a normal person's house, but he has a lot of land and a lot of outbuildings and things like that. But they're going through all the pockets in his suits, and he's like, did you find any weed in my suits? I mean, he's just making lyrics up of all of this. But all they found was $5,000. That was it.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong about this story. Now, so they're doing
part
this.
Part of the song is also, why are you taking my money?
Now, hold wait, yeah. But wait a second. So anyway, there's
why
a lemon.
Why did you break my door? Why did you break my gate?
Okay, but there's.
Pound Cake is a sheriff who was inside during the raid.
It's a person?
He made a song about each of the people who.
Isn't there a pound cake on the table?
Yes, and this sheriff stopped. And, okay, so all of this raid was caught on camera. Afro Man has cameras inside of his house.
Right.
All right, so everything they're doing is caught on camera. And this man stops and eyeballs this pound cake. And it's pretty obvious. I mean, they went through his refrigerator and everything. But this guy eyeballs the pound cake. And sure enough, Afro Man turns it into Mama's Lemon Pound Cake.
But now
there's a whole recipe online. I mean, it's.
But now hold on a second. Now here's what I want to know. Now he used the surveillance video as the music video,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, and that's what they sued him for.
Defamation. He said, if you hadn't came in my house and put yourself on my cameras, you wouldn't have became my property.
Yeah, but I think, listen, I understand it's cool to side with Afro Man, but as an unbiased person here, looking at this, I think that is defamation because, now I'll tell you why, if he would have just used it as background footage, fine, but he's making fun.
It's defaming to say that you have a lair in your house and that you're selling keys.
Oh, no, but they're the police.
Yeah, but I don't know for certain, I didn't look into the case, but, they did bust down the gate and bust down. I mean, they didn't
They didn't have a warrant.
They didn't knock.
They had a warrant on that confidential informant's word.
They didn't knock on the door.
But you have a warrant. These are police. It's not the judge.
They didn't knock on the door and say, "Hey, would you mind if we come in and search your house?"
He knew what he was doing.
They didn't knock on him, and they didn't need to because they swore he had kidnapped victims there.
Listen, they were wrong.
You know what? Like he said,
now they put a big mess up.
But then,
they cut his camera, Scott. They went through his clothes.
They cut his cameras.
Through his refrigerator.
But what if they would have found a kidnapped victim?
In French?
But then he wouldn't have been able to make songs called Lick 'em Low Lisa.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
That's a great song, isn't it, Matt?
But he knows he's using that. Listen, it's not right because he knows what he's doing.
I think it's great. I agree with you. I think it's beautiful.
But we're talking about the law here.
He's got the freedom of speech.
If they hadn't done anything wrong, then there wouldn't be any songs made about him. And to me, the way they took his money.
Didn't they give it back? He didn't get all of his money back.
Some of it's missing.
In any event, I guess my point is, he knows by using that video, he is making fun of them. The lyrics of the song are making fun of them.
Okay, his whole shtick is, for years, that's what he's done.
I mean, yeah.
I'm going to go to court, but I got high.
Yeah, his two biggest songs are Because I Got High and Colt 45,
right, but
and it's really a song about smoking weed again.
It's like his attorney said. His attorney pointed at him in court. He said, would anybody think that man is serious?
Yeah, I mean, that's his whole thing.
But hold on a second. Now, here's the problem.
So he's just taken parody to the extreme and has made it into
No. Here's the problem. I, as I always say, you punch up. You don't punch down.
He did punch up.
No, he didn't punch up.
He punched up.
No, no.
Because you know what? Because sometimes punching up, okay, he tried to sue them. They said, no, you don't have a case. They've got qualified immunity. You don't get your gate fixed. You don't get your door fixed. You're out of luck. So you know what he did? He made some songs.
Right, but here's,
back and then some.
Here's why I have a problem with it. Here's why I have a problem with it. Because those police officers on duty that night did not make their decision. Their captain did. And a judge gave them the search warrant. The judge and the captain are not in the video. The people being humiliated are the police officers
listen, the judge and the prosecutors got songs made about them,
right,
too.
Right, but are they on the video?
Yes, the prosecutor knocked up. He's made all kinds of videos.
There's all kinds of video footage.
The prosecutor
so I'm sure
knocked
got some.
Up the babysitter and took off to Arizona.
I think this is a bad precedent. I think it's a bad precedent.
I think it's great.
No, because now
it,
it's...
It should put law enforcement on alert.
But it puts
it
everybody on alert.
Yeah.
Don't be signing crap warrants and kicking in people's
That's
doors.
That's right.
No,
do
listen.
An investigation.
But the point is, these
don't
police officers.
On these crackheaded confidential informants.
No, the police officers who are in this video, they might have been fans.
Well, they're not anymore.
Well, no, they're not anymore. Listen, he was. But moving beyond
listen,
that.
Listen, hey, he said way worse stuff. There's one officer that was out. He did shop with the cop, took a kid out with shop with the cop. And Afro Man took the picture of him and slapped a sticker over the kid's face and made a whole song about that and about how he likes touching kids.
Oh, now see, I hope that... And that
no,
was part of the
cool
trial?
Not, but I don't know. I
think there'll be a second trial if he did that.
Yeah, see,
no,
I don't know about that one.
But now here's the problem. Okay, this guy...
I mean, he's talking about having sex with these people's spouses and making money.
Okay, here's the problem. Okay, now we do the taping here every Wednesday night, and people know they're being videoed, but I could very easily turn down their sound and put some really nonsensical lyrics behind them. Now, is that right of me to do that?
Are they going? Are they looking at your mama's lemon pound cake lustfully?
Who knows? I don't know what they're looking at when they're in here. There's some candy and Pepsi and things like that.
Well, then you need to make songs about it and make some money.
But here's the question I have. Now, but there really is lemon pound cake. But now, see, I think this is all a lie, too. I think
Mama's
he's just
lemon pound cake. Yeah.
No, I think this is a lie, too. I think he bought that lemon pound cake at Meijer. And now, because it's a popular song, he's come up with a recipe.
It was in a nice glass dish with a nice cake.
Oh, I do that too, just for looks.
Do you really?
Yeah, I don't bring the pies to Thanksgiving in the box from Kroger. I take them out and put them on a thing.
This was sitting on his counter. It had been eaten from.
Well, what does that mean? That means it's not in the box anymore.
Well, you said you don't take them to a party like that. I don't think people sit around with cakes on their counters in a decorative dish these days.
No, but people have bread boxes.
You, fun fact, you shouldn't use bread boxes to put bread in because it's bad for...
But my point is...
They mold fast.
He made up a recipe. This isn't his grandmommy's recipe or whatever he said.
It's his mama's.
Oh, it's his
mama's. Why can't you believe that the man has his mama's lemon pound?
Yeah, I can believe it.
Baloney. Baloney that this man, I don't think so. But in any event, so the recipe
you're
is...
You're a hater, Spears.
No, is the...
America loves Afro Man.
Is the recipe... People just like the way he dresses.
Afro Man is on. Sorry, yes. Name was right. People are yes.
If
on Afro Man's side.
Listen, if he didn't dress like a Don King, people wouldn't like him.
excuse me, I was listening to him back when he was getting high.
Yeah, I was. Not yes. I also
well,
grew
we
up listening
that
to
was
Afro
involved
Man.
When he was
in
illegal
clean
activity.
My room. Matt, you grew up with it because I'm old enough to be your mom, and your mom was listening.
Your mama,
to
right? Is that how you do it? Your mama.
Maybe not your mom, but you know.
Oh, I guess my mom got some good music taste.
Wait
yeah,
a second. Gangster's Paradise. I got Gangster's Paradise
from
my mom too.
Lord,
that's a great song.
Is there? But the recipe is clearly
Matt,
not a mother's
Scott
recipe.
Isn't cultured like us.
I agree.
Where is the pound cake? Where do you get this pound cake? Is it manufactured? I like
no,
lemon stuff.
It's just the recipe.
Yeah, it's a recipe. You gotta
make
it.
I'm planning on making one. I'm going to make a low carb version and a regular carb.
Oh, well, send one on over. We'll try it on.
I'll try to get you a slice in there somewhere.
Is it a slice? No, you send the whole pound cake over. We'll try it on the television show.
Sir, almond flour is expensive.
What is this thing made of? What's the recipe?
Oh no, he has a regular one. It's flour and such. Just normal pound cake. I mean, you know.
Exactly. It's no special recipe.
It's a recipe that his mom wrote down.
But it's Mama's.
Yeah.
No,
it's
his,
the one that his mom always made.
His mom picked that off the box of a Betty Crocker. That's all it is.
You're so hateful, Scott, and I get
no,
you.
No, I'm just telling you.
You can't even believe that Mama's still make pound cakes.
Are there real lemons in this thing?
It's lemon juice.
Exactly. He did. This is not. Where's his mother?
That's how you make a pound cake.
Is his mother still with us?
Pound cake is a pound cake. I don't know.
I think you could put lemon zest in a pound cake.
Yeah, you can put zest in there. But
we'll see how good
zest
this thing
for
is.
Everyone. Not everyone likes zest. In
well, you
food.
Could put. I'm sure you could put just like lemon in there.
What is the song
lemon,
about?
Pulverizing.
What is the song about? Not lemon pound
cake. It's about the Adams County Sheriff's Department coming in and raiding his house.
Also, I didn't know he was from Ohio. I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool that he's stuck around here.
Yep.
Well, good for him. I doubt he's packing rooms. I'm certainly before this. Maybe now.
He knew exactly how much money he had from the show in his house because it was from the night before, and it was $5,000. And he said he did 250 shows the year before. He said this on the stand. So he might not be selling out arenas, but he's still making plenty of money.
No, but $5,000 a show, that's pretty low end, really.
Yeah, but you do 250 of them, you can have 30 acres of land in the middle of nowhere.
Well, yeah, but I doubt he got $5,000 a show. I mean, I'm saying the man's probably got some dough, but he's eating lemon pound cake.
What you got against lemon pound cake? Donald Trump eats McDonald's. He loves McDonald's.
I didn't say anything about Donald Trump. All I'm saying
is... Afro Man buys his own groceries at the Kroger.
He goes down to the Kroger.
Yeah, they said it's nothing to see him in town to...
Does he wear those outfits?
Oh, I'm going to go stand in the Adams... I'm going to go find this Kroger and just stand in there and wait.
They said you'll turn like a corner of Walmart, whatever, and there'll be a bathroom man be standing in the grocery store.
Just shopping.
Well, God bless his heart. I mean, I think he's fine, but, I think he did defame these cops.
No, apparently you do not, hater.
No, if I was on the jury, I'd have to...
Defamation is just, because you have to prove, like physical loss. Like, you could, like loss of finances or something like that.
Well, there's a... Well, those people were harassed severely. But there's a higher standard for public officials, and they need to be aware of that when they're putting themselves in these situations. And they're, you want to go toe-to-toe with people that can make rap songs like that about you. You might want to think twice about it.
See, this is the world we live in.
I don't condone harassing. I don't think
that's what this was. It was.
No. Hundreds of pound cakes
I don't
at the
think,
sheriff's department.
I don't think...
They make this pound cake?
They probably don't
people
send
were,
pound
people
cakes.
People were sending just pound cakes in general.
Yeah.
Really?
To the sheriff's department, yeah. And then old Lieutenant Wickamo, apparently she gets harassed every time she's anywhere.
What happened?
I don't know how the jurors listened to the song. I really don't, but...
Oh, I was watching some of the trial. One of the officers was up there. They played just like the full song making fun of her. She was just up there crying through the entire song.
That's horrible.
That's Lieutenant Wickamlow.
Yeah,
13 minutes long, and I don't know how the jurors, if they had never
13
heard that
minutes?
Song,
they sat there and listened to the entire song, too, and looked like they just sat there and cry.
Oh, that's horrible. Now, Afro Man should feel bad for that.
No, he just sat there and stared through her soul.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, this is not a nice man.
He just wiggled back and forth in his seat and stared through this lady's soul.
So he's not a nice man.
They should have put themselves on his cameras and they wouldn't have been.
Yeah, they shouldn't have broke his gate. They shouldn't have busted down his door. They shouldn't have stole his money.
He's got his big money. He could fix it.
Will you fix my door? Will you fix my gate?
I don't know. I think this man's a little vindictive to sit there and watch somebody cry.
I think you should bring him on the show. Listen, I wouldn't talk shit to him.
Well, no. I mean, who wants to... Listen, apparently it makes you a celebrity if you end up in these videos.
Oh, I wouldn't want to be that kind of celebrity.
I'll start getting bookings. I don't know. I think that's a little vindictive, but I do like lemon items.
Well, they sued him. What do you mean that's a little vindictive?
To sit there and watch somebody cry.
They sued him! Wait, I'm going to feel bad because they sued me?
You should apologize.
This could have gone away 4 years ago.
Yeah, you're the one who put the lawsuit in place.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have known about Wickamore, Lisa.
Absolutely.
Until they went to court.
I didn't know anything about it until the lawsuit.
What's her name?
Lisa?
Yeah, Lisa.
What's her last name?
I don't know. Lickamlow.
Now, see, that's horrible. That is horrible right there.
I can tell you what she... I can picture her in my face right now. I can picture her face in my brain right now.
Well, you know,
when she first started talking, Matt, I thought, why did he do that to that woman's voice? That ain't right. Then I was like, oh my God, that's that woman's voice.
I'm telling you, karma's a thing. This man's gonna get some karma.
And you know what? No. Maybe the Adams County Sheriff's Department deputies are getting some.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think karma's coming around right now.
He better move out of that county, because he does anything wrong, they're gonna run him in.
Hey. I know the feeling. I say he sticks around because he's a celebrity there.
Well, but I'll tell you what, he's a target now.
Yeah, I think I am too. And well, I don't have nearly as much as he does, though.
If he feels he's targeted and he can prove it, he can sue them for targeting. That's not allowed.
No, I'm saying he's a target of, listen, you were awful to us, so we're not going to let things slide that we normally would. You know, cops let things slide.
Yeah, I know.
If they're going out of their way to, like, follow him around and, like, pull him over more often, then, I mean, that's not allowed.
I'll be able to tell when this lemon pound cake is made if this is a real recipe or if this is some, you know, just moneymaker.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So wrong.
I thought it was nice.
What do you find nice about that story?
Well, if I were in Afro Man's place and they kicked in my door and busted down my gate and took my money and then, you know, and all that stuff and raided my house all because some dude said I did something and that they didn't do any investigate, you know, I'd be a little upset.
Right. Oh, you can be upset, and I think there's a reason to be upset, but vindictive is a different thing.
And then they won't pay for my door and they don't give me all my money back and they don't fix my gate. You know, honestly, I'm gonna recoup my money somehow. And he's an artist, so he's going to make songs.
So vindictive.
No.
That's vindictive.
Nope. He was just making, he had to make money. He had to fix his house.
Okay. You know, it's vindictive, and
the Adams County Sheriff's Department should have just paid for the new gate and the new door.
Does anybody have an opinion on this? 740-383-9944.
Hey, sorry, 740-383-9944. Sorry we busted down your door on some bad information. Yeah, but you got to pay for that door. Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, but can you imagine the premeditation that goes into writing a song to fit the videos that you have, and you know that that's what you're going to do? That's premeditation.
I mean, it's literally what happens in the videos. I mean, he's just singing, like, if there were no... Like, he just sings what's happening in the video. Like, it's not all that creative, per se.
Right.
He just, like, I mean, he, like, literally in the one song, it's like, in the one song, he's literally talking about having an affair with one of the police officer's wife. Like, it's not, like, high class, like, it's not, I mean...
Certainly not.
I mean, it's just, he made songs about these people.
Well, you know, I don't know. Good.
Yeah, I agree, good.
Good. But I think that karma is a real thing.
Yep, I think karma come around right now.
I think it'll be coming around his way soon.
We'll find out.
You know what? He goes to a lot of different places, and I bet you a lot of police departments don't find this funny.
Well, maybe you should do investigations before taking information and then just breaking somebody's house in.
Listen, nobody's saying what they did was right, but nobody's saying what he did was right.
I'm saying what he did was
right. Well, I think that's wrong.
I understand that.
That's the difference. In any event.
I think that the police department was wrong, so they should have paid to fix the gate and paid to fix the door and given him all the confiscated property back. They didn't pay to get fixed the door. They didn't pay to fix the gate.
Why not?
He tried to sue them so they would, and they were just like, no, because these guys are under, like, amnesty or whatever, so, you know, can't do that. So then he made the songs.
Okay.
And then they sued him.
Well.
So I think karma's come around their way. Because he won the law, I do believe he won, at least. And, yeah.
Back in Louis Prima days, this wouldn't have happened.
No, because people had a sense of humor back then.
Oh, well, I don't think Louis Prima probably would have gotten, you know, invaded.
Oh, well, on some faulty information, apparently his house could have been raided.
You don't think that Afro Man, with the title of these songs, should be under suspicion?
I'm sure. I mean, it's legal now. I mean, then. It wasn't then, but I mean, not, like, it is now. You didn't get him then.
It's like Willie Nelson. When you talk about it enough times,
it's like
we
Snoop
know.
Dogg. I mean, like, there's all kinds of people who have talked about smoking weed.
Right. So you cannot be suspicious if you get pulled over for this when you have told us you do it. Checkmate.
But you can't just go kicking in my door and fault. You still have to do an investigation.
I thought they had an informant.
They had somebody who on a like basically like a plea bargain and informed. So I mean, like, I could be like, hey, I'll tell you, you get me off, you let me out of here free, I will tell you what I know, and then I don't know anything.
Well, you've even said this guy's not a good singer.
He's got two good songs.
No, he doesn't. I heard him last week.
Hey, because I got high and Colt 45 are good songs.
But he can't sing. He sounds terrible.
Well, he's not. Yeah, I mean, he's not yet. But he's most rappers don't sing. They rhyme.
Go ahead.
So because he sings about marijuana, he gives up his right to have a fair trial or
legal
process.
No.
I mean, you said, and because he got over, or he gets pulled over, we're not supposed to be suspicious. No, you're not supposed to be. And how do we know he doesn't have a medicinal license?
Right.
They were accusing him of selling kilos of drugs. Now, typically, you don't talk about marijuana in kilos. You talk about cocaine or meth in kilos. And having a layer with kidnap victims in it.
No.
Don't you think that seems outlandish enough that maybe we should investigate?
Well, again,
before we just go kicking people's doors.
No, but
in.
I'm saying if you are somebody who flashes this around when it is illegal, and you know it's illegal, and
he
you
doesn't say because I sold weed, he says because I got high.
Yeah,
that's completely different.
But that was illegal at this time, right?
No, medicinal marijuana has been legal in the state.
Does
of
he
Ohio
have a medical license?
I don't know. That's his personal health information.
Well, but see, now we're splitting hairs.
No, we're talking about kidnap victims and selling kilos of drugs.
I don't know how long medical marijuana has been legal, but I thought the song
2018.
I'm pretty sure that song had been
because
out
because I Got High came out in 2000.
Yeah.
So Snoop was talking
about gin and juice and smoking indo. Snoop shot somebody. Murder was the case that they gave me. I mean, people sing about killing people, and they sing about all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And we go raid their houses because they sang about it.
As a matter of fact, there are people who have been found guilty of murder charges because of what they said in songs.
There you go.
Well, that's because they were confessing. But, was there an investigation done, or did they say, oh my gosh, there's lyrics that mention murder?
But now, wait a second. I don't think they did not find this guy guilty of anything, did they?
No.
Okay, then what's the problem?
No, they didn't pay to fix his house.
I'm sorry, you don't have a problem with people's property being destroyed when they haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah, I mean,
why didn't he sue for that?
He did. And then they said you can't.
There you go. That's the law.
So then they...
No, it's not. He could have qualified immunity, so it's okay to kick people. We made a mistake. We caused thousands of dollars worth of damage to your property. What if it was some poor person that couldn't afford to fix it? What then? They don't have a door on their house.
Well, I don't think there's that's
a. Do you
a
think that it on, this has only happened to Afro Man? Do you think that?
No, but I think this story's a little suspicious.
Yeah, the jury disagreed with you.
Yep.
No, the jury apparently did not find it defamation. Now, I'd like to know why. I'd like to read that decision.
There's a actually they're doing. I started watching some of the videos last night. There's a couple jurors that are doing interviews.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what do they say?
They said it was just so outrageous that they couldn't believe that anyone would take it seriously, and that's the legal...
I mean, it's Afro Man.
Yeah, I mean, it was satire. It's his right to do it.
See, here's the only thing I think that was bad on the cop's behalf. I think that taking it to trial made more people view it than they've ever seen it.
Yep. The cops are the ones that messed up. Karma came around.
They sure did.
That's why you don't talk about things when people call you a name. That's my thing that I always say. Don't talk about it because then you make it a story.
Exactly. They fanned the flames thinking that public opinion would be on their side, and it was not.
Well,
and
I don't know what public opinion
is. I have to imagine the backlash is even worse now than it was then.
Oh, probably, yes.
Well, I think the backlash is bad, but I think that I think it is unfortunate to punch down. I mean,
who's punching down?
Afro Man.
Afro Man is not. He's punching
up.
Sorry,
no, I think he punched down. Kicking in my doors and you tearing up my property.
Yeah,
and
if you
else,
yes, I mean if you have the right to kick in my doors, break my gates, and take my property. I'm punching up.
No, they kicked his door in, Scott. They didn't even knock.
Wasn't there suspicion that he had somebody in there?
From a confidential informant who told a story to get out of trouble, which happens very often in Marion, Ohio.
But then, you have to investigate it.
They didn't.
Oh, okay, you have to investigate it. That does not include going and kicking doors down with the SWAT team.
So they
you knock
they
on the
just
door and be like, "Hey, can we have a conversation?" And when he says no, then you get a warrant.
They just took this guy's advice.
It was a woman.
Took the woman's advice?
Yes. Yes. All they did was take her word. A judge signed a warrant.
Oh, what did the judge sign the warrant based on?
Her word.
That's
it. The prosecutor went to the judge based on the confidential informant's word, and she was a long-time heavy hitter when it came to drugs, because Afro Man showed her record, too. He showed a picture of her. Showed pictures of her and her criminal background. She's a confidential informant, and to get out of trouble, she told this story about him.
He sounds kind of bitter. I'd be bitter, too! But you gotta let that go.
Listen, Scott, he's singing over $400. He's singing about $400. He's bitter.
Look,
but you know what? It's also a shtick now at this point that he's made a ton of money off of.
I would be a little less bitter if they offered to pay, if I didn't have to threaten to sue first off, and then they told me.
If they
just said, "Hey, look, we're sorry. We shouldn't have done this. Here, we will pay to fix your gate. We will pay to fix your door. We will give you all the stuff we took in the.
Here's your $400 back.
Yeah. Like.
We'll replace your cameras.
Then I maybe wouldn't have had to make songs.
Yeah, but why do you think he came to court dressed like with the American flag? Why do you think he came?
Because it was a First Amendment case.
No, because he was trying to quell public opinion.
First Amendment
because
case.
Because we love...
First Amendment case.
We like our celebrities. Don King, I don't know how many times, was taken to court, and he always was found guilty. Then he'd take the jury to Hawaii. You know, this is that same type of thing. We love our celebrities. And we find it very hard to convict them. Because
I don't think he was A-list enough to be beloved by enough people. He's far...
No.
But he
made a spectacle of that. I guarantee you, had he shown up in a nice suit, nobody would have been aware of this case. This would have been a minor case. He made it a spectacle.
No, you know what? When he went to get his money back, his $5,000, he took a news crew with him. So he's made a spectacle of every bit of this, and I don't blame him.
Right, but see, now, but that is, you know, you know what you're doing.
If they hadn't given him the material, or then if they had righted their wrong, none of them would be here.
Well, again, I don't know the situation there, but, you know.
So, they just picked the wrong one, is what it sounds like to me.
Well, you know, I hope this man doesn't ever do anything bad.
He probably won't at this point.
Well, let's hope not, because...
Well, sounds to me like he wasn't doing anything wrong to begin with.
No,
we should just keep on keeping on.
Well, okay. We'll see what impact it has on him.
Well, I think he's more famous now than he was before. I think it's helped him.
There was one,
the Lisa video went, it had like a couple hundred thousand views when I first watched it, and it's like millions.
Yep, all those videos are millions of views now.
Millions.
Right, but where does he go from here?
Well, I'd start
Doesn't
a tour,
matter.
Honestly.
He puts back into obscurity. I mean, he's got plenty of money from this. Got his door fixed, got his gate fixed.
Right, but I mean, it'll blow over, just like all these people. Do you ever notice how they become completely irrelevant?
He ran for president in 2024.
See, who knew that? I didn't even know who he was.
You didn't know who Afro Man was?
No.
How do you not know how? Because I got high.
I've never heard that.
You never got high. I mean, it's like a cultural thing.
That is not a well-known thing.
I could have cheated, and I could have passed.
No.
But
Matt, you're like, what, 23?
22.
Okay, I'm old enough to be Matt's mom, and we both know this, so clearly it's a generation. And my son's standing here nodding his head. He knows it, too. So it's a multi-generational thing.
I have never heard of Afro Man, and people didn't even know he lived in Ohio.
I knew he lived in Ohio. I didn't know he had a 30-acre spread or whatever it is.
Well, people certainly didn't know that he ran for president. Matt would have voted for him.
We certainly didn't know about Officer Pound Cake either until they took him to court.
You know, I feel bad for this man because now he's gonna have the depression of a downturn in his career.
Listen, they had his wife up there. He got divorced in the process, and she said, "No, this did not have anything to do with our divorce at all."
Well, he must not be a well man then.
A lot of people are regretting some decisions that were made back in 2022, I think.
Well, I guess, but, you know, in the end, it's over. But the point is that I don't think if you were on the other side of the coin, you would like being humiliated like that for doing your job.
If I were on the other side of the coin, I wouldn't be cutting people's cameras and all that sort of thing. Yeah. So, there's that.
Well, here we are, I guess.
Here we are.
Thanks.
Bye, guys.
And we'll be back on tonight, 8:15 to 10, and 10:15 to 11.
Already?
Well, we're not done yet, but by the way, if anybody else would like to call in, 740-383-9944. I don't know. I think it's an interesting case, but There's something there that I don't like. I don't like that. I don't like making fun of. I don't like punching down.
He punched up.
He did not. Well, punched up to who?
The police.
No, the police who he has on video are police who were told to do their job, who showed up that night, who were taking orders. The prosecutor, the judge, they're not in the house that night. You want to make fun of the prosecutor and the judge, fine. They ordered the whatever on you.
He did.
These cop, the one who he's making fun of, the heavier cop, who's there looking
he
at the lemon pound cake? Oh, fine. But the one who's heavier and looking at the lemon pound cake, that cop just showed up for work that day and went down there and did his job.
Afro Man was just living his life.
No, he's not. He's making money by humiliating somebody.
Yeah, now because they broke into his house.
I just don't think that's funny.
On somebody's word.
Listen, you can people have made fun.
And they refused to fix the things that they did, even though they were wrong.
That cop did not pay his bill. That cop did not break down his door because he wanted to. That cop did not make the decision not to fix his door. That cop was just on duty making not a lot of money and doing his job because he was sent there on orders, and he gets called overweight and because he's looking at some lemon pound cake. That's not okay.
I think it's fine.
No, that's wrong. And, you know, down the road, I think Afro Man will get some karma.
I think karma just came around for these people.
When the day that Afro Man gets hauled away, now you're going to say, Scott, you were right.
They sued Afro Man. Not the other way
around.
What
is the guy's name?
I don't know. His name's Afro Man.
His name is not Afro Man.
Oh, I can
get it. His mom is on the... By the way, if you want to call in, we're about to wrap her up today. Louis Primo to Afro Man. Tell me any show that's done that today. None.
Joseph Edgar Foreman.
There you go. Joseph Edgar Foreman.
Yep.
All right. Well, he could end up in the old clink before it's over with.
Look, there he is, Afro Man.
Well, he looks like a nice enough guy.
He is.
Fine, but he's not all dressed
well,
up
I've
in
never
his
met
American.
Him, I guess, but
he's
always,
all dressed up
know.
In his American flag suit there.
Well, he's not in court.
Ah, spectacle.
No, if I'm going to court, I'm wearing a suit.
We'll talk more about this tonight. We'll see what we got going on tonight. We'll be back for this day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Money wet. So now, when I get a job, I do want to.